I believe I am psychic.
The Heat tonight, and a guy on the mound that does not have a big fastball. I think that 13 home runs away is probably going to go by the boards this evening.
My first prediction, I am either going to fly or ruin that family's picnic.
Hey, you've ruined our picnic!
Psychic!
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Super Joe getting it done. We now, part of the excitement of having a White Sox on 720 WGN is that we are able to tap into the diamond-shaped mind of Steve Stone.
Is it shaped like a diamond?
It's shaped like a diamond. I've seen the scans, the x-rays. No better baseball mind than Steve Stone, who will join us most Fridays as time and schedules and things like that permit. Steve.
Steve, how you doing? And the mind these days is shaped just a touch like a bottle of Metamucil, but thank you for the diamond reference. I really appreciate that.
Well, we're excited, man. We're very excited to be the flagship for the Sox at a time where this team is right on the verge of becoming one of the most exciting stories in baseball.
There is no doubt when you look and evaluate minor league talent, you will see that in 1, 2, 3, in no particular order, It's certainly going to be us, and it's certainly going to be, Atlanta, you would think, and it's certainly going to be San Diego, and there's a few others that kind of stand out. But yes, the talent is deep. It's very young. It's astonishingly talented. And then we just have to wait for the guys to take the next step. And I think early in spring, I have to understand something. You really overrate hitters in spring. You get rock hard infield, high skies, very little wind. Pitchers aren't ready for breaking balls. And so guys that look great in the spring, suddenly it doesn't work out so well. But watching Yoan Moncada last year, realizing that he was expanding his strike zone at times, not swinging at enough strikes, and then what he brought forward to this year, all of a sudden, he's gotten a little more selective. We're seeing power from both sides of the plate. We are seeing the ball jump off his bat, and I think it's only a matter of time because Avi Garcia usually is the team champion in exit velocity, which means that his ground balls will get through and others will just go at somebody. But I think Yoan is one of those guys that you're going to see getting better and better. Think 2 years ago. I'm not talking about just home runs, but think 2 years ago, Aaron Judge. I watched him down here. I watched him early spring, and I didn't know if he would hit water if he fell out of the boat. And then last year, all of a sudden, that guy that was having so many problems with pitch selection and everything else, couldn't hit a high fastball, you could drive a battalion through that hole inside that he had, that guy was gone. And we all know what Judge did last year. And that's what the Sox are waiting for all these guys.
Steve, if we overrate hitters in the spring, I guess the flip side is we tend to underrate pitchers. How much stock do you put into a guy's performance out in Arizona when maybe some of these guys are working on a particular pitch and they're working on stuff? They're a little more concerned with that perhaps than they are with the results as far as the box score and the bottom line.
Well, I think that's what happens. I mean, first of all, things that are getting through here are not going to get through when we head north. And so you look at pitchers and just take a look at some semblance of spin rate. You know, as we move forward and the analytics of the game get more sophisticated, they come up every year with three or four different type of what some people think are proprietary information. And so talking with Rick Hahn about that, he said, look, about 85% of all the analytics are the same all over baseball. And every team has 15% that either they thought about, they created, because everybody has massive sabermetricians and room after room of computer young fellows and experienced guys that have learned that computer is quite a tool. And so, we take a look at that. And Rick said the next great step, and I was kind of happy because it was back to the future. If everybody has essentially the same analytics, and everybody is privy to that, and then the sky is the limit as to what you can throw into the computer and it spits out. The next great frontier is back to the future, bringing some older scouts with great eyes in. You know, he's seen 100,000 right-hand hitters who have a certain type of stroke.
Right.
This older scout knows that swing flaws in some of these guys will never be corrected. Arm action in some of these pitchers will never be, you look at them and you go, you know what, that guy's not going to make it because he's going to get hurt. And then you look at the hitter again and you say, okay, pitch selection, he can work on that. But massive swing flaws, unless he is supremely talented, he's not going to be able to do it. So those scouts, the older scouts, the guys who have been around, the guys with great, great eyes, and that means you can see a 17-year-old and know the ceiling, or you can see another 17-year-old and say, he was great where he was, he'll be good here, and when he moves forward, time to start thinking of another job. So, yes, everything is developing, and it's just becoming such an interesting game. Look, it's like a game of chess. On the surface, once you learn how the players move, it's simple. You look at baseball, guy hits the ground ball to shortstop, he throws it to first, it's out, it's fly ball to left, he catches it. Simple game, right? There are so many layers, so many nuances. The aficionados, the people who love this game, they can look 5, 6, 7, 10 layers and peel them all back and realize it's an absolutely nuanced game. By the way, played with guys who understand the nuances. Sometimes it eludes the fans, but as they get to see the game more, they get to love it as I do and everybody else who's made his life in a game of baseball.
Well, with your trained eye, how do you assess the starting rotation of the White Sox?
Well, certainly, look, it's definitely a work in progress because the young guys aren't ready. What I loved was the maturation of Lucas Giolito. I thought that when last year he actually surprised me because I didn't think he would be that good. This spring, he's making that curveball break very sharply and very accurately in Arizona, which is a wonderful sign heading north. But he does have one thing that he concentrated on, which for me is the best pitch in baseball. It's called strike one. Doesn't matter what he throws, whether it's fastball, whether it's cutter, whether it's curveball, whether it's change. If you throw strike one, it's a defensive at bat. If you throw ball one, it's an offensive at bat. Stay ahead of the hitter, and he's got to swing at something out of the strike zone. The one thing that people have to understand who watch this game, there are very few pitchers with good enough stuff consistently to get guys out in the strike zone. Most pitchers get guys out of the strike zone. There are certain exceptions. Clayton Kershaw is one of them. Madison Bumgarner, another one. There's great pitchers, but to be really, really consistently have the ability to get hitters out in the strike zone, you have to have overwhelming stuff. That probably is 5 or 6% of all major league pitchers.
Steve Stone, I'll let you go on this. What's it like in spring training now versus when you were at the peak of your own playing career? You know, how different is the feel for these guys with personalized coaching and nutrition and all the things that go on now?
Some of the greatest things that have happened, you just hit it, nutrition. I mean, teaching these guys how to make sure that their body is the most efficient that they can be. And again, one of the next great strides in baseball is going to be understanding biorhythms, essentially. And that means that figure out the maximum or minimum amount of sleep you want your players to do. Understand that if you can leave really early on a day that you're playing at night, or leaving at a different time, you have, for the players, you have a much more mental approach to the game. You're able to maximize that. Physically, we've gone about as far as we can go. We will move up infinitesimally, but as far as the mental aspect, the sky is the limit. These guys are looking for an edge each and every day. Every team trying to get an edge, and guys, this is just great. The season is starting, and I'm going to be with WGN all year. I'm going to be there at least twice, and I will pledge you something else. If we're not scheduled and you have a breaking story, give me a call.
Great.
I will tell you to the best of my ability, this is what's going on. And I urge everybody at WGN who does their shows throughout the day, and Steven sometimes in the evening because I have zero social life. Give me a call if you need something. I'll be here.
Steve, you're thanks, man.
Thanks,
have a
Steve.
Great day, and thanks for coming on this morning and being available, and we always appreciate your knowledge. And go Sox!
Absolutely. It's going to be one of those rebuilding years, but you know what? Looking at guys like Tim Anderson and Moncada, and to a certain extent, Avi, and the other young guys on the team, for me, every day is just like Christmas, boys. I love the game. I love this team. You're gonna pay some dues. There's gonna be some hard times for this team, but when it all comes out the end, you're gonna look at a team that not only is competitive every year, but don't make a whole lot of plans 3 years, maybe 4 years from now. But I'm thinking three. Don't make a lot of late season plans.
Right.
You're gonna see the White Sox in the postseason. You're gonna see them in the World Series. And I am not the master of hyperbole.
No.
They're going
no,
to be there.
Yeah. And so keep your Octobers open. Thank you, Steve. Enjoy the day. Steve Stone live from the desert. That's as excited as I've heard him about a team.
I've never
in a long
heard
time.
Him say that about a team before.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
That's great.
Very cool.
And I don't know if you know this. He knows a little bit about baseball.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
He really does do that Nostradamus thing.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Really does, if you listen and watch.